There's just about Yeshua very excitedly signing this very interesting Elul's banner, because after Shem going through Hilchos Yom Kippurim from beginning to end, we're going to cover every single page. And then after Shem, after Shir, we'll talk a little bit about Chazara and things like this. Okay, so here we go. Since the top phrase Gal is the beginning of Hilchos Yom Kippurim, the call is something before that. Talks a little about Sersei Chuma. We're going to start something top phrase Gal, the bottom of page 140. The pasuk in the Torah tells us the nisam is master Satan with tisha lachodesh. The mishabur over here in Sifkat and Aleph tells us the chidi nisam is master tisha lachodesh ba'erek. Okay, the problem is we don't fast on the night. We know the fast of Yom Kippur is on the 10th. So why does the Torah tell us that it's going to be the fast of the night? Okay, like Rishus Rosh Hashiva, of course, over here, and so the Gemara tells us. Chazal says at the bottom of the column of the first column on page 140, which is the first one out, is the MSU right here all about Sarakosh. The Kiblu Chazal de Adarab. Chazal and Mekabal on themselves. It's not focused that this is not just a drush of Kamura and Tzimitz of the Araisa, or it's not a Zvach of the Alma. Most, for sure, hold it. This is not just a hold it to Mitzvah Araisa. Mitzvah Minatola, as the Shabur says, Lechol the Erev Yom Kippurim. When we eat on Erev Yom Kippurim, that is equal to fasting on Yom Kippur, like the Malbim. And my roommate in Yeshiva, when I was shut out, that is his favorite mitzvah of the Torah. Okay, it's the best mitzvah. The more I eat, the bigger mitzvah it is. Okay, you get a mitzvah for eating, much better than the next day when you have to be a mitzvah to fast. Okay, and that's how we pass the lach levais over here. Says the mechaber in Siman Tafresh Dalet Sivat Mitzvah laechol derev Yom Kippurim laharbos besuda. It's a mitzvah kina derev Yom Kippurim. It's not just even to be marta besuda here in Yeshiva at breakfast. You got everything. You got all the breakfast all together. You got Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday breakfast, and Rosh Chodesh breakfast all together in one meal on Yom Kippur. Okay, that's where behind this mitzvah to be marta besuda. Over here. And that's what the drush of Gemura as Chazal learning out from here. The Shaila though is why? What is the time of this mitzvah that we show them? They have a very big machlokas of why the Torah tells, why the Torah wants us to be fasting. Okay? Where Chazal saw it fitting to zone in on this mitzvah over here. What is the reason for this mitzvah? Rashi in Brachos Tafas Chesem Abeis tells us that, by the way, this Gemara is mentioned in at least three or four different places in Shas. Okay, Rashi and Brachos tells us Ha'achila B'chi is Ha'chama L'Iyud. It's the word prepare us for the Iyud. If you don't eat on the 9th, it's going to make it very difficult to fast on the 10th. The Hainu, obviously, without getting thinking too much, okay, you don't have to become such a bar das to understand that eating on the 9th is somehow connected to fasting on the 10th. Okay, it's got something to do with the dinner. You know, not like a mitzvah that the Torah throws out with the eat on the 9th. There's nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Obviously, this is very much connected to Yom Kippur. So Rashi says it's a common word to enable us to fast. We know before fast, we want to eat a lot. And therefore, to eat in order to prepare for the fast, that's in order to fast is not mazik us, Rashi tells us. That's the reason why we fast. Okay? The Shiboli Halekit is exactly the opposite of Rashi. Okay, the all totally other side. He says, why is it in Nisan? Why is Paul this eating as an inui? Says the Shiboli Olekit is because really, if you eat a lot the day before a fast, that makes it even harder to fast. When we eat a lot in every other it's not in order to make it that we're not going to be magic ourselves. Because we're supposed to have inui on this annual Kippurim, and therefore if we eat a lot the day before, fasting is even going to be harder. And therefore that's the connection to fasting. Generally, the Shabbat Elikim is not the accepted approach in. Now, the example of this very interesting sheet over there. Rabbeinu Yonah has a very different mahalach altogether. He writes over there, he brings out a couple different timing of the reason why he fasts. One of the reasons is, he brings out, is because really, we should be having a Suda on Yom Kippurim itself. Yom Kippur itself is a very happy day. We're going to have a kapara. We should be throwing up a big feast about the fact that, like, similar in Rosh Hashanah. We have a mitzvah to eat on Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because we're mindless of Kodesh Baruch Hu, we make the melech on Rosh Hashanah. So in Yom Kippur, we have a very, very big reason to have to eat in order to celebrate the fact that we're getting kapara. We obviously can't eat on the 10th because the mitzvah of Yom Kippur is the fast. It's part of the whole kapara process. And therefore, we just move the Suda of Yom Kippurim
the celebration of Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, we all know, is a very serious day. And sometimes people cry and things like this, but really it's a very happy day. The time of the Beis Hamikdash, after the coming public came out, it was a big celebration. We're supposed to celebrate. Somehow we wait until like after Yom Kippur, after the Shana Bavi Yerushalayim, you feel that celebration, you feel that love, that burden lift off your shoulders with the part that we have. We only feel at the end of Yom Kippur, but the real thing is really to feel at Yom Kippur itself, in order to feel that we're getting to the Kippur. It's hard to feel that we're going to go through Ni'ilah at the end of the day, and that's the most intense part of the day, but really we should be celebrating the fact that we have this din of Tshuva Kapara, and that's what we're celebrating. So those are different reasons brought down of why we have a mitzvah to eat, okay? And there could be nafkaminas also between the reasons why they've been back. Number one is, what if someone's not fasting? He's a chola. Someone's sick and he knows he's not going to be fasting back or he's a surgery, he has a stone wound, he can't, so whatever might be the reason why he cannot, but he cannot, he's not allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. Does he have a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? According to Rashi and the Shibali Aleket Lachora, there's no mitzvah for this person to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because he's not preparing for the fast either. Because help him fast or make it fast. Worse, he's not fasting. So Lachora, according to Rashi and the Shibali Aleket, there's no reason for him being Marv of the Suda. And the ninth, we're not getting into spring. Masha Inkein, very beautifully, according to Rabbi Yonah, this is not a celebration, this has nothing to do with the fasting, this is a celebration of Kippur. The person who can't fast for the medical reasons, he's still going to get Kippur on Yom Kippurim, and therefore he should be having the Suda on the ninth. Okay? Then to the ninth, and then generally be our master for both shitas over here. The other nafkamina is, what should one be eating on this day? Okay, according to Rashi, you should be eating only foods that are going to help you fast. Anything that's going to help you not to be imagining yourself the next day, healthy foods, all these things should be in order to make you easier to fast. Or maybe according to Rashi, probably like it. You adapt this, you should be eating the amount, and foods are going to make it harder to fast. Okay, I don't know, maybe that's... According to Rabbi Yona, the post you bring down, that you have to have a real suda. This is not connected to the fast, make it harder or easier to fast. This is a proper suuda you have to wash with bread, and you should have a real suuda. Once again, the post come out that you should try and at least wash one suuda on Erev Yom Kippurim in order to make it a proper suuda in order to celebrate once again to different mice that have been told over. Different mice have been told over about doing different things in order to kind of sin. I think they say that they were kind. Okay, the brisk needs to have a candy, a sucking candy in his mouth all day long. Because every single thing you ate is another mitzvah, you know. Okay, some say it's not every mitzvah. Okay, you don't have to go crazy over here, but there is a mitzvah. So much as in the mitzvah, the Gemara tells us that 2 days out of the year, Rabbi Akiva used to leave the base night early. Erev Pesach, in order to make sure that the kids went to sleep and make sure that the preparations are done in order for the great night of the El Seder. And on Erev Yom Kippur, he would split the Pesach also in order to be kind to the also. He would need to make sure that proper preparations are made in terms of the Suda for Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah, in the end of Sikkot and Aleph over here, tells like this. Connected to the Inuit, I don't keep women. Women are included in the Inuit, just like men are just men in these days. Says the Rama over here. By the way, Ramon Yerubim, Rav Netzin Saul, at the back of the page, he brings down some of those reasons that we saw before. And Dira Master Mitzvah, the Rain Rabbi Ramsas, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yonah is in Shari Chuva. Shari Chuva, the same that many learn during the month of Elul, Shari Chuva, Shari Rabbi, here is Yom Gimel Tanya Dawar, Mitzah Yontuf, Mitzah Mitzimcha Zechila Zavoros, as we said before, Mitzah Bria Saduf, Kadesh Yukhalatsum, that's the Sheet of Rashi that we said. Okay, the Ish Nafkamino, he brings out our Nafkamis, in Lechol Dvar and Brim, oh, Misantin Kazuz, Yontuf, Yaki, healthy foods, or some things that are making you happy, like simple yontif, should be things that you have to eat. But on the Zohar, before you start to be smart, you're going to keep bringing, according to the Zohar Kaddish, you have to have simple, extra amount of simple on every keep bringing. I'll repeat that, so if you want to call it double, you can't, I'll show you how to call it, what's the reason. Ledina, ain't called, the call past the symbols. But when you're going to say, one does not have to have bread. Passing over here. Okay, some say it's better to have bread. But remember, so says, you do not have to have bread. I have a hard time not eating bread, and you get bagels and French toast and all the good stuff on Erev Yom Kippur that the Yeshua gives the Kabbalah to you guys. The Rama says like this: the Aser is Anus Go Afiu Tanis Chol. It is Aser, even though Tanis Chol is something that one is allowed to fast even on Shabbos back in the day. Nowadays, we don't fast Tanis Chol without getting into right now. Okay, but Erev Yom Kippur, even on Shabbos, you can fast Tanis Chol. Erev Yom Kippur, you cannot fast without Tanis Chol. The another lead to Anus Bo, I would go to the top of mine if you get another to be the another, so it makes better. Monday and Thursday, Erev Yom Kippur falls out on Monday, so then you have another, then you have to deal with that. I am to the top of see this. Ain't no fun out the end of the Erev Yom Kippur, you do not fall on our face. On Erev Yom Kippur, you're not saying, Pachman says the Mishnah Brook, the dog in Lasso, so Ksas Kibo Yonko, see, Pachman Gimel. Once again, similar to what you said, it's like a Ksas Yonko, the Erev Yom Kippur. It's a very special day, okay? It's not so far back, it's coming right around the corner, okay? It's a Ksas Yonko over here. That's why you do not say Pachman, not do the Fios of Payan on Erev Yom Kippur. We do not say Lam Natseya. Okay? Once again, this is a happy day. Why don't we say Nizra Lasoda? Does anyone know why you don't say Nizra Lasoda? What?
You can't bring Karbanos.
You can't bring Karbanos in the Arabic Kippur? Why not?
What?
Someone wants to try. Anyways, Nizra. Yes, she had corn. Shia. Okay, you're almost there. You're basically, Shia is basically right. It's because the carbon toledo is a two-day eating. You're allowed to eat the carbon for 2 days. Second day is going to be Yom Kippur. Okay, you can't eat on Yom Kippur. Similar to what we have, we don't say these rules of all Pesach. It's a common stick of the day, so therefore even on Erev Pesach, we don't say it, because the next day you can't eat. Nope, the night, the time you can eat the carbon toledo, we don't say, oh, you're forced to finish it on that day. But it's a two-day korban. You can't eat it for 2 days. Then you don't believe in the carbon toledo, and therefore we don't say we need to live. Says Rama, Yam Inomim Konamos Shachar Harbei Slichos on Erev Yom Kippur. But early on, being a Rosh Hashanah, that's when he talked about Hashanah's Slichos. Okay, she has a little check. The Holy Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. That's what we're going to do before. It's less than 4 days. We start the Holy Shabbos before that. Okay, but we start the Holy Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to, even though Erev Rosh Hashanah is the longest Slichos, the Rama mentions a minute over here, and Erev Yom Kippur is the shortest Slichos. Okay. Got me over from the Lazar Shadr, Harbi Slichos, the Yeshua Kamos, Latin Harbi Sazil. There's those places that are Marbi the Slichos, that call the Yamin. We'll soon see what's in the Kunas Machlokas, whether it's Marbi the Slichos or Mayak the Slichos. We'll eat on the Earth and we know how to get Erev Yom Kippur, each of Machlokas, we're not running. Do we say Abim Alkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur? We say it all certain things, Shiva, but do you say it Erev Yom Kippur when you're not saying that? Who that's a Machlokas, we're not running. Midnight Iri Shalom Amro says the Midrash, the midnight in Krakow was not the same. Even the Shechal Yom Kippur the Shabbos, unless Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos. Why? She don't be born of Yom Kippur when Yom Kippur falls on a Shabbos. Except for Ni'ilo, we do not say Abinu Malkeinu. So I guess in order to stop the next year of Abinu Malkeinu, in this case, they will say Abinu Malkeinu on Erev Yom Kippur. But as we don't tell Erev Yom Kippur Shabbos, in general, we do not say Abinu Malkeinu. Erev Yom Kippur, unless Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, which it does not this year, therefore we will not say Abim Malkeinu and Erev Yom Kippur. Okay, so now going back to this, where the Roman mentions Yom Kippur, to be marvelously close or not to be night the same other region. I can do it all the time say, once you marvelous, here the parade the best I need. Marvelous. Look at Marie Rabin or Menzel over here. He says, Dibras Harris. He says, who think he does Ashman Lobu Harris, the Harris? Okay, Medina's Ashman needs to be marvelous. The Ta'aman, the reason is, Shechobos Ribli Besudu Rak Yom, Ba'alayla Yom Bechalimam. Says Moreno Rabbi Ramezal, the Nafkamina is that which we just learned and see out the special day of the ninth of Tishrei. The ninth is especially to the Yom Kippur. When does the Yom Kippur start? Does it start only in daytime, or is it even the night before? Okay, that's what Ramezal says. Okay, that's the problem of the Sosin Yom Yeh. And God with Katzer, Tamam Hushi, Gandhul, Elder Yom Kippurim. So the point then is the minute of the Marvel Besuda, even at night, the Yom starts according to the night of the night. And therefore, it's right, quasi Yom Kippur. Therefore, according to them, we're not Marvel Besuda, because this is a quasi Yom Kippur. And again, not like the Bechal Yom Kippur. The Chayim is Katsa Besuda. Our minute is to follow the dig that she does at home, that you're supposed to be made Katsa Besuda. And therefore, according to Rav Nevinsel, comes out in Nafkamina, there's an idiot to have a big Suda, not only in the morning, but also at night. The Minna of the Marvel Besuda, how the hell tell you? Because the Yom start at night. And therefore, A, you're going to be Mimayit, the sleep of you, less sleep of like we do. And according to this, it's already Yom at night, you're supposed to be Marvel Besuda, already at nighttime, according to this. According to those who are married to Slichos in the morning, the reason is married to Slichos at nighttime, or Shmores of Boker, whatever it meant, because they hold the nighttime is not really Yontif. The Yontif only starts in the daytime, and therefore there's no meaning of the Marv of the Suda. So therefore, if you want to get captured the Slichos like Garmini is, why don't you try to have a nicer Suda the night of Yom Kippur, because already the mitzvah, the Yontif already starts at that time. Okay, we'll stop over here. Add time for today. So guys,